6. The Samaritan Revival. On the evening that Naldo drew the crowd out from Sychar to see Jesus, the 12 had just returned with food, and they besought Jesus to eat with them instead of talking to the people, for they had been without food all day and were hungry. But Jesus knew that darkness would soon be upon them, so he persisted in his determination to talk to the people before he sent them away. When Andrew sought to persuade him to eat a bite before speaking to the crowd, Jesus said, "I have meat to eat that you do not know about." When the apostles heard this, they said among themselves, "Has any man brought him aught to eat? Can it be that the woman gave him food as well as drink?" When Jesus heard them talking among themselves, before he spoke to the people, he turned aside and said to the 12, "My meat is to do the will of him who sent me, and to accomplish his work. You should no longer say, 'It is such and such a time until the harvest.' Behold these people coming out from a Samaritan city to hear us. I tell you, the fields are already white for the harvest. He who reaps receives wages and gathers this fruit to eternal life. Consequently, the sowers and the reapers rejoice together. For herein is the saying true, 'One sows and another reaps.' I am now sending you to reap that whereon you have not labored. Others have labored, and you are about to enter into their labor." This he said in reference to the preaching of John the Baptist. Jesus and the apostles went into Sychar and preached 2 days before they established their camp on Mount Gerizim. And many of the dwellers in Sychar believed the gospel and made request for baptism. But the apostles of Jesus did not yet baptize. The first night of the camp on Mount Gerizim, the apostles expected that Jesus would rebuke them for their attitude toward the woman at Jacob's well. But he made no reference to the matter. Instead, he gave them that memorable talk on the realities which are central in the kingdom of God. In any religion, it is very easy to allow values to become disproportionate and to permit facts to occupy the place of truth in one's theology. The fact of the cross became the very center of subsequent Christianity, but it is not the central truth of the religion which may be derived from the life and teachings of Jesus of Nazareth. The theme of Jesus' teaching on Mount Gerizim was that he wants all men to see God as a father friend, just as he, Jesus, is a brother friend. And again he impressed upon them that love is the greatest relationship in the world, in the universe, just as truth is the greatest pronouncement of the observation of these divine relationships. Jesus declared himself so fully to the Samaritans because he could safely do so, and because he knew that he would not again visit the heart of Samaria to preach the gospel of the kingdom. Jesus and the 12 camped on Mount Gerizim until the end of August. They preached the good news of the kingdom, the fatherhood of God, to the Samaritans in the cities by day, and spent the nights at the camp. The work which Jesus and the 12 did in these Samaritan cities yielded many souls for the kingdom, and did much to prepare the way for the marvelous work of Philip in these regions after Jesus' death and resurrection, subsequent to the dispersion of the apostles to the ends of the earth by the bitter persecution of believers at Jerusalem.